In this video, we're talking about taking care of your body. In these two videos, there's a lot to cover. But in this first video, we're going to start with how to create a foundation of physical health through self-care skills and strategies. And the second video shares important information on caffeine, alcohol, and working with professionals to help boost your well-being. Let's start with why it's important to take care of your body. Taking care of your physical health is the foundation of well-being and thriving in motherhood. And while it may sound overly simple as a place to start, it really isn't. Taking care of your body is essential because when we're physically healthy, we create stability and can build in layers of health and well-being to take care of our mental, emotional, spiritual, and social well-being. How we physically feel impacts our energy level, and energy is one of the most valuable resources in motherhood, maybe second to time. Either way, time and energy is what we need to thrive in motherhood. The three main components of taking care of your physical health are sleep, nutrition and hydration, and exercise. As important, but not an activity you do every day, includes checkups with medical providers and professionals by scheduling physicals, OBGYN annuals, dental visits, eye exams, and routine check-ins with other medical specialists specific to your individual medical needs, such as an endocrinologist, cardiologist, or psychiatrist. But we'll get into that a little more in the second video of taking care of your body. Taking care of your body is important for everyone, and when you become a mom, taking care of your body is essential. While the rewards and joys of being a mom are amazing, there's also a lot of energy required to take care of and raise a child. I start with physical health because our physical health is the foundation from which we build well-being and health on. For a minute, I want you to think about how a house is built. The first step is pouring a foundation. Without a solid foundation, there's going to be a lot of problems that arise as the house is constructed. If you have an uneven foundation, by the time you're framing up the house, guess what you're going to have? Crooked beams, uneven walls, and it won't be stable. Sleep, nutrition, and exercise are the foundation of health and well-being, just like the foundation of building a house, from which everything else flows from. This is a super important part of learning how to move from surviving to thriving in motherhood, taking care of your body. Let's start with the great equalizer, sleep. The amount of sleep we need depends on many things, but most importantly, our age. For example, a newborn baby needs 14 to 17 hours of sleep, whereas a school-aged child needs 11 hours of sleep. And on average, adults require somewhere between 7 to 9 hours of sleep. And it's just not the amount of sleep you get. It also depends on the quality of sleep you get. If your sleep is interrupted and you're woken up throughout the night, or you have a problem getting to sleep, but wake up earlier than you want to and can't get back to sleep, then your sleep quality is going to be compromised. Over time, you could become sleep deprived. And no surprise, when you're sleep deprived, the amount of sleep you need increases. Sleep deprivation can result in the following symptoms: experiencing mental fog, reduced attention and concentration, issues with problem solving, making decisions, and increased emotionality. No surprise, right? What mom hasn't felt this way? When we lose sleep, we can have a super short fuse the next day with everyone, especially our kids. Chronic sleep deprivation can lead to health issues such as heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke, and diabetes. Sleep deprivation also lowers sex drive or libido, which is your interest in sex. And losing sleep can create havoc on your mental health. Sleep disruption is a common symptom with anxiety and depressive disorders. And when we have sleep disruption, our ability to use and choose healthy coping skills is reduced. Chronic sleep issues will also impact your weight. The more sleep you lose, the more weight you could gain. And here's why. When we're sleep deprived, our hunger and appetite increases, and we often crave high fat, high carbohydrate foods. I don't know about you, but these reasons are really compelling on why getting enough sleep is a top priority in thriving mama mode. Now that we've mapped out why sleep is important and some of the effects of sleep deprivation, I want to briefly share with you the importance of knowing why your sleep is deprived. Sleep disruption can happen because of an event waking us up, like having a child who's sick or having to use the bathroom in the middle of the night, or a snoring partner. And there are times when sleep disruptions can be a symptom of a mental health issue, such as depression or anxiety. Having difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or feeling rested no matter what the amount of sleep you have are common symptoms that could signal an underlying physical or mental health issue. For example, needing more sleep and feeling tired all the time can be a symptom of depression. And anxiety can show up as physical exhaustion and readiness for bed. But once your head hits the pillow, you have nonstop worrisome thoughts or feelings that you can't even sleep, even though you're tired. Another sign of depression is waking up earlier than you intend to and not being able to fall back asleep. For example, waking up at 3 a.m. and not being able to go back to bed. And finally, as a woman goes through hormonal changes and perimenopause, sleep issues can present with disrupted sleep. And while I address caffeine and alcohol use later on in the second video, I want you to know that caffeine and alcohol can impact the amount of sleep and the quality of sleep. So identifying the reasons why you have disrupted sleep is the first step in creating a plan to improving your sleep. Be sure to read and complete the exercises in the workbook, as there are helpful questions designed to help you determine if you're getting enough sleep. Okay, let's move on to nutrition. I love the saying, food is either fighting disease or feeding it. And I want to add, how we use food is equally important. Are you using food to nourish, to numb, to celebrate, or to cope with stress and manage feelings? Food is something readily available for many people, yet with all the information on why choosing healthy food is important, many people do not. Being in survival mode is often the reason why. When we're in survival mode, shopping, planning, and preparing food can feel overwhelming when we're stressed. We can get into a pattern of what's convenient in the moment, but doesn't make us feel good. Nutrition is as important for moms as it is for kids. But here is something interesting I've observed with moms. We often put more thought, care, and planning for our children's nutrition and health than we do for ourselves. I've fallen into the trap of waking up, preparing my kids' lunches for school, then heading out for work without lunch for myself. Then I'm left hungry, sluggish, and hangry, scrambling to find something to eat. And I also remember the days of being at home when the twins were young, when I was so overwhelmed caring for them that I had no plan for any of my meals. But one thing was for sure, I'd have my coffee and be finishing chicken nuggets or leftover strawberries and mac and cheese from their plates at lunch. We've all been there. Here's what I want you to consider. We all have times in our life when we put our nutrition last. But if this is your baseline and you do not prioritize your nutrition every day, that's an example of being in survival mode. What will likely happen is this. Not caring for yourself could result in a health event or an adverse stacking effect, depleting your physical, emotional, and mental health. I want you to consider this. Do you pay attention to what you eat? Do you plan your meals and eat nutritious food? Or do you eat as an afterthought? Finding the time and making the time to focus on your nutrition and nourishing your body can be super challenging when you have a new baby, young children, or if you're out of the habit of taking care of yourself. The good news, with a little focused attention, you can make the changes to improve your physical health just by being mindful about what you eat and drink. For many women, food creates anxiety and stress because so many of us are not happy with our body size, shape, and the changes that happen after children and as we age. My focus as a psychologist with clients, as a mom to four daughters, and with myself, is to see food as energy and nutrition and caring for your body. I don't see any food as good or bad. Instead, I see food as contributing to my health, being neutral, or taking away from my health. My personal health history and medical diagnosis all inform me of what I need to eat to feel physically healthy, mentally clear, emotionally balanced, with enough energy to get through my day. I'm very intentional about what I eat and what can be more challenging for me. Perhaps you can relate to this, or you're fortunate to have no problem or reaction to any food you eat. But I want you to think about this. Have you ever paid attention to the food you ate and how it made you feel. How would you describe your relationship with food? Do you love to eat food and prepare healthy meals? Do you eat for comfort and to soothe yourself because of stress? Do you skip meals because you're trying to lose weight? Here's what I want you to know about food and nutrition. You need to eat. Food is fuel. And what we consume impacts our physical, emotional, and mental health. Plan your snacks and meals so in those moments of stress or fatigue, you go for what will help you, not for what is of comfort. In the work I've done with clients, when we binge eat for comfort, while it feels good at the moment, it often has the opposite effect later, leaving many feeling guilty, stressed, and very angry at themselves. I want to encourage you to shift into a mentality of caring for your body instead of battling it. Give yourself the gift of healthy nutrition with intention so you can feel energized, healthy, and happy. The next video in Taking Care of Your Body is all about what we drink, staying hydrated, including information on caffeine, alcohol, and we wrap up on some information on working with professionals to increase self-care.